saying, I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm pretty aware that some people have been nominated three times and not been inducted. And so, of course, after 22 years of being overlooked, I'm thinking, well, we're nominated, but we're not going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did call me, like, I don't know when, I guess a week later, 2 weeks later, I can't remember now, and said that we were definitely inducted, which I almost fell off my chair. You know, I mean, I just, Mr. Negativo after all that. So anyway, that was that, but.
Yeah, I have seen in interviews where I think maybe this was like in a piece that Pat up in Seattle did, where you called, you said you guys were the Rodney Dangerfield of rock.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, what do you make of that? I mean, you guys, of course, have, you know, you sold, I think I've seen figures as high as like 100 million records.
That's right,
so,
yeah.
But like you said, you'd been passed over all these years. I mean, what do you think of all that?
I would think it would be enough to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being the biggest selling instrumental group in music history.
Uh-huh.
That should be enough to get you in, but, you know, I mean, and I've said this for years, we're not big single sellers, you know, as far as that goes, when you put out a single record, but we're monster LP sellers, monster. So, you know, at one time we were responsible for 25% of our record company's total volume for years. Now, we were selling, you know, 3 million in the 60s here. You know, so, and then, you know, we're monsters in Japan. I mean, total monsters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we've had 20 number one hits in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Japan is like Las Vegas. What happens in Japan stays in Japan. You know, so that's not good for us. And a lot of people just don't know what we've done.
Uh-huh.
But we've sold 50 million and had 20 number one hits in Japan alone. So there you go.